Hello and welcome to Deep, where we think way too much about stupid things, and today we're starting off with talking about if humans could fly, would we consider it exercise and never do it?
I wouldn't consider it exercising.
I mean, I kind of would, kind of wouldn't. Because we're getting around faster, but it's going to require more work.
Yeah, but you're not really moving if you are flying. Unless you, wait. So, when I think of flying, I think of, if humans fly, I think of just humans, flying and not, doing any movement.
But if we were to fly, would there be, traffic lights?
In the sky?
Yeah.
There could be. Someone could find a way to make them in the sky.
Well,
they could just float above everything.
Well, we're all kind of related as well.
Yeah.
Because we're all, the same kind of species, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Not kind of.
Because a lot of people think that God put two people in the earth, and then they kept having children. But then the weird thing is, then their children had children with each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never really saw that.
Yeah.
And then we were also thinking that we're basically touching everything.
We're touching everything in the world.
You're probably sitting at your couch. Well, you're touching the couch, which is touching the floor, which is touching your door, which is touching the cement, which is touching the grass, which is touching a tree outside.
So you're basically touching everything.
Yep. How do you feel about that? Yeah. Get used to that. And also, this is something I've been thinking about. Nothing's the same.
Things might look the same, but really when you think about it,
they can't.
Yeah.
They can't. There's going to be that one little microgram off or on, and then it's just a little bit different. It bothers me.
Yeah.
Another thing we think about is how space goes on forever.
Yeah, there's no end to it.
And
unless there is an end and no one has just discovered it.
Because it's just, so far out there. Also, we've only explored 10% of Earth's oceans, so that,
yeah, anything could be possible. Anything could be out there.
Scary monsters.
Yeah, those creepy mermaids from Harry Potter.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess we're gonna start talking about Harry Potter now. Yeah, we also think about how numbers go on forever and who started counting.
Yeah, someone could have been counting numbers for years.
I bet you guys are counting how many times she cuts me off. So, someone's probably sitting at their house still counting.
Could be possible.
Really could be. And do words go on forever? Can we just keep coming up with new words? Or would it just stop and make no sense?
But if you do keep coming up with words, how is everyone else gonna know, what the word is and what it means?
Unless we get it checked by other people, but they won't know what it is.
Yeah.
We actually looked up word in the dictionary. The word is actually a noun. Or was it a verb? I think it was a noun.
Should I get the dictionary?
Let's get the dictionary. Yeah, words actually has two definitions. One definition describes it as a noun, and another describes it as a verb. Isn't that crazy? So, that's what we've been thinking about for a while.
Yep. And there could be, more planets and other things out in space that no one has discovered yet.
I know. So going back to the space topic, where is Don Snuff was out there? How would a dog wear pants? would the legs be on their hind legs, and would it go around their actual waist, and there'd be a hole for the tail? Or would it go over all their legs?
I actually tried making, an outfit for my dog once. It didn't really turn out that well.
Okay. I didn't know that. I think it would go on, the hind legs and then around with the tail.
Yeah. He was a ballerina.
What?
and made him a ballerina.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to us talk about random stuff that annoys us and how we don't have answers to any of them, though we just said all the answers. Hope you enjoyed. Bye-bye.